fellowship. 这是真实的交通。
I really want to remind you what the Lord said in John chapter 4.
我深愿意提醒你们主在约翰第四章里所说的。
That the time has come.
时候将到。
That the Father is seeking the true worshippers.
父神是在这里寻找那真实敬拜他的人。
The Father is seeking.
父神在这里寻找。
The true worshippers.
那真实敬拜的人。
Those who worship in spirit and with the reality of Christ.
就是那些在灵里借着基督的实际在这里敬拜的人。
Because to worship God, you really need to worship Him in spirit with all the wonderful offerings.
因为我们要敬拜神，实在是要在我们的灵里带着这些美好的祭物来敬拜神。
Without the offerings, how can we worship the Father?
缺了这些的祭物，我们怎样来敬拜父神呢？
The Father can never be satisfied with anything else.
因为父神除此之外不能得到满足。
The Father can only be satisfied with His wonderful Son.
父神只能因着他这位奇妙的儿子而得到满足。
So when you and I come to the Father to worship,
所以当你我一同来到父神这里敬拜他的时候，
to bring Christ as all His rich offerings to Him.
我们需要把基督带来作为这一切丰富的祭物来献给神。
Do you think the Father wants to listen to a nice choir?
你想父神的心所要得着的就是听一个这个这个合唱团在这里唱诗给他听吗？他唱诗班吗？
The angels probably could sing better, right?
我想可能众天使唱得更好听。
Well, you remember the shepherd when Jesus was born, they were singing there.
记得当耶稣降生的时候，在野地里，众天使在那里唱诗赞美。
Because they were really impressed that the Savior was born.
因为众天使在这里看见这位救主降生，实在是印象深刻。
But for us,
但对我们来说
，what the Father really want,
父神所真实要得着的
，is not a choir but a holy priesthood.
不是一个唱诗班，他是要得着一个祭司的体系。
I'm not against singing, no.
我在这里不是反对我们众人唱诗啊。
But we shouldn't just have a professional choir there, no.
但在这里，我们不是要请一般职业的唱诗的人来唱诗给神听。
But what the Father really wants is a holy, royal priesthood here.
父神心里实在是要得着的是一个君尊的祭司体系在这里赞美他。
Yes, to offer up wonderful spiritual sacrifices.
在这里献上那美好的属灵的祭物。
I hope that this will be written in our hearts.
我盼望这一点真是能深刻的记在我们的心上。
Last night we saw the three things that Peter mentioned.
昨天晚上我们看到在彼得的书信里所提的这三点。
Because all these three belongs together.
因为这三点是应该摆在一起的。
This is another three in one.
这另外一个三一。
Three in one.
三而一在这里。
You cannot miss one thing. It's not complete.
你在这里不能缺了一点就不完全了。
You need the temple. You need the church.
你需要在这里有这个圣殿，也就是有教会。
The spiritual house.
一个属灵的房屋。
God wants this place. This is His church.
这是神所要的地方，就是他的教会。
Paul says the church is the house of the living God.
保罗说，教会就是活神的家。
So this is necessary.
所以这一点是必须要有的。
But in the house there is also the priesthood.
但是在这个圣殿里还需要有这个祭司的体系。
According to Peter,
照着彼得所说的
，this is an equal sign, okay?
这里是一个相等的等号。
The temple must be the holy priesthood.
这个圣殿必须就是这个祭司的体系。
That's why Peter says, as living stones, we are being built into a spiritual house. 错吗 ？A holy priesthood。
这就是为什么彼得在这里说，我们来到主跟前，像活石被建造成为灵宫，就是圣灵所居住的所在，
也是一个圣洁的祭司。
对，就是一个圣洁祭司的体系。
Right. So these two are parallel and similar, actually.
所以照着他所说的，这两点是并行的，是相同的、相似的。
The church, the temple is for God.
圣殿是为着神的。
Right. For God to dwell, the house of the living God.
是让神能够居住的神的家。
And the priesthood, which are the saints, it is for serving God.
祭司也就是圣徒在这里做祭司，是为着来侍奉神的。
So、everyone is a priest here.
所以今天在座每一位都应该是祭司。
According to the Bible in the New Testament, especially.
照着圣经，特别是新约所记载的。
We are a holy priesthood.
我们众人就是那个圣洁的祭司的体系。
And the priesthood, the work of the priesthood is not just to do something for God.
这个祭司体系存在不仅是只是为神做什么。
Of course we have to do something.
当然做祭司要在这里做一些事情。
But you have to remember this.
但是你必须记得
，The main work of the priest is to offer up spiritual sacrifices, which is Jesus Christ.
祭司主要的工作就是在这里献上祭物和供物，就是耶稣基督自己。
This is the main profession, the main work of the priest.
这是祭司主要的工作，是他们的职业。
This is the specialty.
这是他们的专业。
You have to learn this.
我们一定要学会。
You have to be an expert in preparing all of the offerings.
我们要成为在每一种祭物上能够好好预备的一个专家。
Don't think it was easy.
不要以为这是简单的事。
Oh, the priest in the Old Testament age.
在旧约的时代做祭司呢
？They have to learn how to prepare all kinds of offerings.
他们需要。懂得怎样的预备各样的祭物
They have to know the procedures.
他们需要懂得这个过程
They have to know how to cut it.
他们知道需要怎样 来把它切成块
And they have to know who should cut it.
他们还要知道该谁来做这个
And they have to know who gets what part.
还要知道切成块以后这每一块该分给谁
And they have to know how to put the wood in order in the...
他们还知道在这个祭坛上面要怎样把柴火非常规律的摆列在上面
And then they have to know where to put each piece of the offering
他们还该知道这所切成块的这些祭物该每一块摆在什么地方
And they need to know after the burning they need to know where to put the ashes
等到这个燔祭烧完以后他们还要知道怎样处理这个灰
Don't just put it on anywhere
不能随便的撒在各处。
You put it on the east side.
你要把这个灰倒在东边，坛的东边。
You have to know what to do.
你还知道该怎么处理。
And you have to know who gets what.
你还要知道谁该分得哪一份。
In the offering, the burnt offering.
在这个燔祭上。
You have to know who gets the skin.
你还知道这个剥下来牲畜的皮该给谁。
There are so many things you have to know.
这许多点你都要懂得，都要知道。
Otherwise, you give the skin to the wrong people, and that's not good.
要不然你把剥下来的皮给了错的人啊，这是神所不许可的。
Or you didn't burn everything in the burnt offering. You keep maybe one of the shoulder for somebody.
The best piece.
The best piece.
或者你把所切下来这些肉块。撕下来留了一块最好的给了别人没有把每一块都摆在祭坛上
Don't get mixed up the burnt offering and peace offering you should mix them up
你也不要把燔祭和平安祭搞混了
For the burnt offering
就做燔祭来说
Every piece and every part must be burned
每一块
As a sweet aroma to God
每一部分都要放在坛上焚烧了， 能成为馨香的器归给神。
Nobody gets anything.
没有一个任何人该得着一份。
God gets everything.
神得着一切。
Because it's a burnt offering.
因为这是一个燔祭。
Showing that God is, that the Lord Jesus is 100% absolutely for the enjoyment of the Father.
就是要给我们看见，耶稣基督乃是100%完完全全的是为着神的享受的。
Only He and the complete Christ is well pleasing. 对，
而且只有他，并且完全的这位基督是能够完全满足父神，完全讨神喜悦的。
The only thing that the offering priest gets is the skin. The skin.
在这里献上的祭司，他们唯一所得着的就是所剥下来的那一张皮。
And do not forget,
不要忘记
the man who brought that offering.
那位带了这位祭物来的献祭的那个人。
Bring an ox, a big ox.
他带了一头牛。
Then you have to lay the hands on the head.
需要把他的手按在这个牛的头上。
You should not forget that.
你不能忘记这一点。
This is very important.
这是很重要的一点。
The laying of the hand.
乃是按手在这个祭物的头上。
This is very, very important.
这很重要。
Showing that you are partaking of this offering.
就是给我们看见他是与这个祭物献祭是有份的。
Otherwise, you have no part in it.
要不然他与这个献祭是无份的。
Meaning to say you're taking Christ as your burnt offering.
意思就是说你把基督拿来当作祭物。
There's the fellowship there.
在这里与他有交通有联合。
Right. So whatever he is,
无论他所是的是什么，
is for you as enjoyment, as experience that you also, through Christ, may be well-pleasing to the Father.
叫这个祭物能成为你的享受，也成为你的经历。借着这个祭物，你能在这里能讨神的喜悦。
Otherwise, you have no part in Christ.
要不然，你与基督就无份无关了。
So the laying on of hands is very important.
所以在这里，按手是非常重要的。
And one who brought that must also kill.
那位带了这位祭牲来的那一位，也需要在这里宰杀这个祭物。
The priest will not kill it for you.
祭司不会为你来宰杀。
You kill it.
你在这里要宰杀它。
And you must cut it into pieces.
而且你需要把它切成块。
Are you willing to do that?
你愿不愿意这样做呢？
It's not easy.
做这事不容易哦。
Today,
今天呢？
We just sit there and let him do everything.
我们就坐在这里，让某一位弟兄做其他的事情，做全部的事情。
I bring an ox.
也许我带了一头牛来。
And bring it to the priest.
交给祭司。
Okay, then I just watch.
然后我就坐在那里看他做。
And let the priest do everything.
让这位祭司去做每一件事情。
No.
不。
When I bring that ox,
当我把这一头牛带了来。
Yes, the priest will help me.
是，祭司在这里是帮助我。
And prepare a lot of things for me here.
在这里也为我预备各样的事情。
Help me to slaughter here.
他帮助我在这里。
I don't have to bring a knife, but a knife is there.
我不需要，我献祭的人不需要带一把刀来，祭司为我预备了，他帮助我怎样来宰杀这个祭物。
I have to do the work there.
但是在这里呢，我献祭的人要做这个献祭的工作。
I have to kill.
我需要在这里来宰杀。
You know, if somebody kills it for you,
如果别人替你来宰杀的话。
You will have no feeling of what it meant.
在你就缺了这个意义的感觉，对这个意义的感觉。
Right? If somebody else cut the pieces for you,
如果是别人为你在这里把祭物切成块，
you don't feel that you have something to do with it.
你就没有这个感觉，因为你跟这个献祭是应该有关系的。
No, but if you kill it,
但今天如果你在这里宰杀了它
，it will give you a deep impression.
它会给你有一个深刻的印象。
Because Christ became such an offering and going through all the sufferings, it's because of your need.
因为基督经过了他一切的受苦，成为这样的祭物，是因为我们的需要。
I have to realize why he died.
我必须要领会他是为什么受死的。
I have to have an subjective feeling that every part of my Lord Jesus Christ was so well pleasing to the Father as my burnt offering.
我必须在这一点上有主观的经历，就是基督的每一部分在这里都是成为我在神跟前的一个燔祭。
Otherwise, for you, it is just objective.
要不然对你来说，不过是一件客观的事实。
So if he will do everything for me, and I just stand there and watch him, and he will, and he will cut and he will.I will just watch. And, oh, that's great. That's very good. Wonderful. Well, praise the Lord. Oh, he did a good job. At the end, well, I'll appreciate him doing it, and I'm not appreciating the ox.
如果我带了祭物来，只是在坐下来看着其他的这位弟兄在这里来宰杀、来切成块，我在旁边看，也许我批评说：“哎呀，你做得很好，你说得很好。”末了呢？我很感谢这位弟兄，我对这位基督的宝贝主观的经历就缺了。
You will end up thanking the priest instead of the ox.
末了，你所感谢的是祭司，感谢的不是这个被献上的这一头牛。
Am I right? To suppose you brought the ox and I do all the jobs and all the blood, you know, after it's done and.Who are you going to thank? Not that or this.
Yes.
Not that. You see.
徒弟兄，你看，如果你今天带了一头牛来，我在这里又出汗又费力，在这里又杀又剥皮又切成块，末了你感谢的是谁？是我呢？是这头牛。
You're going to thank him, right?
结果你是谢谢这位弟兄。
Poor ox, nobody thanks the ox.
但这一头牛为我们被献上的，没有人在这里感谢这头牛啊。
But if you do the work,
但是如果你在这里做这一切的工作
，that offering becomes very subjective to you.
这一个献祭的祭物对你来说是非常主观的经历。
You will not forget.
你不会忘记。
You will even dream about the blood sprinkled. Well, maybe it got into your face.
你甚至做梦都会想到，哎，这个祭物的血被宰杀的时候，都溅到我的身上。
You will be, oh boy, I cut that cow into pieces.
你甚至会想，哎呀，我是经过了这个过程，把这头牛啊切成块了。
Oh, I took the skin off.
我还把它的皮啊，把它剥下来啊。
I think you won't be able to sleep that night.
我想那天晚上你都不一定睡得好。
Right, and you'll be, oh, I killed a cow.
你说哇，不得了，我把一头牛宰杀了。
Is this your experience of Christ as your burnt offering?
这个是不是你对基督成为燔祭的一个经历？
Why did Christ have to come as such an ox to be killed and to have all the skin peeled off so that you will have a covering?
为什么基督来像牛一样成为一个祭物，让你能够把他的皮剥下来？
Because you and I, we are not for God.
因为你我原来不是为着神。
We are not well pleasing.
我们不能讨神的喜悦。
We're fallen.
我们是堕落的人。
Even if I do the right thing, I'm still not well pleasing because of sin that is in me.
甚至我所做的事情都对，还是不能讨神的喜悦，因为罪已经进到我的里面。
So it's not a matter of just doing something good.
所以点重点不是在于我们能做什么好事。
Even if I do something so good, it's still not well pleasing to God because I'm the wrong guy.
即使我做了最好的事情，神还不能够讨神的喜悦，我们还不能讨神的喜悦，因为我这个人是错的。
The wrong guy doing the right thing.
错的人做了一件对的事。
What if a thief give, well, $1 million charity?
今年如果有一个做贼的拿了100万块钱来捐给一个慈善的事业。
I stole $10 million and give $1 million charity. Wow, you would say, wow, wonderful person.
我做贼偷了1000万块钱的钱拿了中间的100万来捐给慈善事业。大家所看到说哎呀这个人真是很慈善啊。
Right?
是不是呢
Will you appreciate me?
你觉得我这个人很好吗
When the judge saw me, he would say, oh, well, okay, he's a good guy. He donated $1 million.
当法官审判我的时候他会不会说哎，你这个人做的不少不很好的善行你捐了100万块钱。
And suppose you were the judge.
Anne 姊妹如果今天你是法官的话。
What would you say?
你会怎么说
Oh, John is a nice guy. He's a good guy.
哦说这位。
Would you say that?
这位苏先生是个好先生好人是吗
He donated $1 million.
他捐了100万块钱。
What are you going to do with me?
你法官怎么对待我你怎么处理我
When you see me,
你看到我的时候，你怎么处理我
？You will ask the policeman to handcuff me and put me in prison.
你会分这个命令啊，警察啊，把我手铐起来啊，把我这个送到监牢里面。
But I'll argue with you.
我不能跟你在这里。
But I will argue with you. I will argue with you.
也许我会在这里与你争辩呢。
But I donated $1 million.
我捐了100万块钱呢、啊。
That is no argument.
事实上，我没有什么理由。
The judge will never accept that.
这法官绝对不会接受我这样的说法。
This is exactly like us.
这就正是我们在神跟前的情形。
You can tell God, I've done this for you, I've done that for you, Lord, 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 did I not preach?
我们可以对神说神啊我为你做了这做了那甚至我这个在你的名里啊在传道啊
I do so many good works in your name
我奉你的名啊做了这许多的善事啊
What did God say
神怎么说
I never knew you
神说我从来不认识你
I don't recognize those things
我不承认这些事情
So we have to realize this.
所以我们必须在这里看见
Christ is the only one who is well pleasing to God.
唯有基督才是能讨神喜悦的。
I have to realize that I am not well pleasing.
我必须要看见我不能讨神的喜悦。
I am not for God.
我存心不是为着神的。
I cannot tell God I did quite a few things that are well pleasing to you, but I did many more things that are not well pleasing for him.
我不能说神啊，我做了许多的事讨你的喜悦。事实上，我是做了许多更多的事情是不讨神喜悦的。
So you put it on the balance.
你把它平衡一下。
I do a few things that are well pleasing to him.
我做了几件。讨神喜悦的事。
But my whole life was unpleasing to him, so when it goes up, it's going to be like this.
但是我的一生都是不讨神的喜悦，所以你摆在一起的时候，这个天平很自然的显出来，这个应该结果是什么
？We have to have this realization.
我们必须要看见这一点。
Our number one problem,
我们头号的难处
is not sin,
不是罪。
I know sin is serious.
我知道罪是非常严肃的事。
It definitely is serious.
是很严重的事情。
Do not underestimate it.
不要小这个低估了这件事情。
But that's not my number one problem.
但是这个还不是我头号的难处。
My number one problem is that because of sin, I become a person that is no longer for God. I'm not absolute. I'm not only not absolute, I'm really not even a little bit for God.
我头号的难处是因着罪，我这个人就成了一个不再是为着神的一个人。
I've lost my function.
我失去了我该有的功用。
I've lost the purpose of why God created me.
我失去了神所以创造我的那个心意。
I become useless for God.
我对神来说是一无用处的。
I may be a very useful person in worldly matters, but with regard to God's purpose, I'm not useful for Him anymore.
也许在地上的事中，事物中，我是非常有用处的。但是在神的跟前，我是一无可用的。
In this world, what is this world?
在世界，这个世界是什么
？You're useful in this world.
你今天在世界上非常有用处。
The world's going to be destroyed.
到一天，这个世界本身要被毁灭。
It's a system built up by the enemy.
这是神的仇敌撒旦所建造成功的一个系统。
To capture you.
为着要来把你网罗住
，to make you so busy，
使你变成这样的忙碌
，and to help you even more to be useless for God，
就越发使你在神的跟前没有用处。
So if I'm useless for God，
所以我对神是一无所可用。
Even if I were a good person，
就算我是一个好人
，I'm useless for God。
对神来说是毫无用处的。
God wants me. God wants man originally to be a glory to Him.
神要得着人，从神起初就要人能成为神荣耀的彰显。
But from the day I was born,
但是从我一生下来那一天开始。
I'm just for myself.
我不过是为着我自己。
I'm just for the satisfaction of my belly.
我不过是为着我的肚腹得着满足。
I have three favorite nouns.
我有三个我很喜欢的名词。
I, me, and myself.
就是我，我，我自己。
Not for anything else.
我不为着任何其他的人。
I want this.
我要得着这个。
I want that.
我要得着那个。
I want the world.
我要得着这个世界。
I want to be rich.
我要富有。
I want enjoyment.
我要享受。
I want entertainment.
我要娱乐。
I want fame.
我要名声。
I want this and I want that.
我要这，我要那。
And you care for God's purpose?
你在乎神的旨意吗？
When the Lord was 12 years old,
当主耶稣十二岁的时候
，Where was he one time?
有一次，圣经上记载他在哪里呢
？Where were you when you were 12 years old?
你十二岁的时候在哪里
？You were in Disney World, bang 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 bang, and you were playing, you were playing so many games and all that, right?
你在迪士尼乐园，非常兴奋的在玩各式各样的游戏，对吗？
I think many of us, when we were 12 years old, we were somewhere playing.
我想我们在座很多人十二岁的时候，我们不晓得在哪里玩耍。
Right? Where were you, Emery, when you were 12? Oh, you must be playing somewhere, right?
Emery 弟兄，你十二岁的时候在哪里？也许在某处正在玩耍。
Who was the Lord at 12?
我们主耶稣十二岁的时候，圣经记载他在哪里
？He was in the temple.
他在圣殿里。
He was speaking to those scribes and doctors and Pharisees.
他在于那里与祭司、那文士、那些这个饱学圣经之士。
And he was sharing with them.
他在那里与他们这个分享给他们。
They were all surprised.
他们都非常惊奇呀。
And the mother was looking for him.
他的母亲玛利亚在寻找他。
Found him there.
最后在圣殿里找到他。
What does the Lord say to him?
主耶稣对他的母亲说什么呢？
Don't you know I'm 12 years old? I have to be playing. That's my, that's your what?
他是不是对他
That's my job. My job is to play.
他是不是对他母亲说，我十二岁，我现在正玩得高兴呢？这些是我十二岁该做的事情。
He said, "Don't you know I have to be about my father's business?"
他对他母亲说，岂不知我当为我父家里的事情关心呢？
A 12,
只不过十二岁。
He was about his heavenly father's business.
他在这里是顾念他属天的父亲的事情。
What a person! What a person!
在这里有何等的一个人呢
？His whole life was for the father's will.
他的一生。都是为着父神的心意。
Was for the fulfillment of God's plan and purpose.
为着神的心意和计划得着满足。
His whole goal was to accomplish God's will.
他的整个目标就是在这里成就父神的旨意。
That was his food, his satisfaction.
他说这就是我的食物，也就是说这就是我的满足。
How many of us live like that?
我们有多少人我们的生活是这样的。
Even after we are 30, 40, 50,
甚至我们已经30岁了40岁了50岁了。
We are still not for our father's business.
我们还是不关心到父神的旨意父神的事。
You are still for yourself.
你还是为着你自己。
For your own glory.
为着你自己的荣耀。
For people to respect you,
为着要人能够尊重你
，to show people how good you are,
我要给人看见你是多好。
You know, when the Lord was on this earth,
你知道当主耶稣在地上的时候
，never for once he glorified himself,
从来没有一次他是要荣耀自己。
All the time he was bringing people to the Father,
他每一个时刻。都是要把人带到父神的跟前。
He was never for himself.
他从来不是为着他自己。
You all need to see this.
你们都需要看见这一点。
That the Lord's life on this earth was a life that is fully well pleasing to the Father.
我们主耶稣在地上的一生，他的生活都是为着要叫父神讨父神的喜悦。
What about for us?
那么我们呢
？We try to be well pleasing to our boss.
我们希望能讨我们上司的喜悦。
Well pleasing to others.
我们希望能讨人的喜悦。
We want to do well in our job.
我们
We want to do well in our job.
我们盼望我们做事的时候能做得很好。
But when it comes to spiritual things, we thought, oh, that's not for me.
但是。谈到属灵的事情，我们说啊，那不是我的事。
When it comes to really serving the living God, we didn't give our all to Him.
谈来到当我们说到完全侍奉神的谈到侍奉神的时候，我们没有把我们全人完全献给他。
We have no time.
我们时间不够。
Actually, it's not that we have no time, but we have no heart.
事实上，不是我的时间不够，是我缺了这个心。
My heart is not there.
我的心不在这里。
Our heart is somewhere else.
我们的心在别处。
And if we do something,
如果我们在这里真做了一些什么
，it's for us.
结果目的是为着我自己。
We want to be recognized.
我们要人能看见我们所做。
We want people to Listen to us.
我们要别人来听我们
To respect us.
来尊重我们
Even to praise us.
甚至要人称赞我们
This is what the Pharisees wanted, right?
这就是当日法利赛人所要得着的
They want praises from men, but not from God.
他们要得着从人来的称赞，不是从神来的
Therefore, their own glory.
他们为着自己要得着荣耀。
They are seeking glory from man.
他们要从人来得着荣耀。
So who is for God?
请问今天谁是为着神呢？
Many times I have to repent and says, Father, I'm not for you.
许多时候我需要在父神的跟前悔改，说神，父神啊，我不是完全为着你。
But that repentance is not adequate.
但是光是这样的悔改还不够。
Because the Father will say, then why don't you take Christ as your life to be 100% for me?
父神就会对我说，你为什么不接受基督做你的生命，好使你完全的来献给神。
Don't you know that I give you Christ to be the burnt offering for my satisfaction?
你难道不知道我已经把基督给了你作为一个燔祭，好叫你能够全然的献给神。
Why don't you lay your hands on him?
你为什么不把你的手按在基督的身上？
Why don't you take him as your burnt offering?
为什么你不接受基督做你的燔祭？
Let him be your life.
让他成为你的生活。
And gain him.
并且在这里得着他。
And experience him.
在这里经历他。
You know Paul, what did Paul say?
你记得保罗怎么说？
He said, we.
他说我们。
In Christ and of Christ, we become a sweet aroma to God.
借着基督在他的里面，我们成为神的献给神的那个馨香的气。
And he also wrote in Ephesians,
他在以弗所书中也写到，
that we must be an imitator of Christ.
我们必须效法基督。
Because he gave himself to us as a sweet aroma to the Father.
因为基督把他自己给了我们，好成为献给神的那个馨香的气。
So don't just say, "Well, praise the Lord, He did it for me." No, you have to imitate Him.
我们不要光在这里说感谢神，基督为我们成了馨香之气。在这里，他说我们要做他的效法基督。
Yeah, if it's only Christ objectively as a sweet aroma to the Father and has nothing to do with me, then
如果在这里，在这里只有基督客观的成为一个献给神的馨香之气，那与我毫无关系，那就毫无益处。
So he has to be your burnt offering.
所以他必须要成为你的一个燔祭。
So you should take every opportunity to apply Christ as your burnt offering.
所以你必须抓住每一个机会来。这个应用基督成为你的燔祭。
Lord, in myself, I am not for God.
主啊，在我自己里面，我实在不是完全为。
But now I take you as my burnt offering.
但是今天我接纳你做我的燔祭。
I want to experience you as the one who is absolute for God.
我要在这里经历你，成为一个完全绝对的为神的人。
I want to be like you.
主啊，我要像你。
Through your life in me,
借着你的生命在我的里面
，Lord, it's possible.
主啊，这是可能的。
Because Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ."
因为保罗说，借着基督，我凡事都能做。
You know, very strange. I always hear, "I cannot, I cannot. It's not possible. I cannot." I always hear that from the believers.
你知道很奇怪的一件事情，我总是从信徒、从弟兄姊妹们身上听到他们说：“哎呀，我不可能，我不能，我不能。”
Well, it seems like they are unbelievers.
听起来好像这些是不信的人一样。
Because if you believe,
如果你真相信的话
，then you should be able to do all things through Christ who lives in you.
那你就应该能够借着那位住在你的里面的基督。凡事都能做。
If Christ as the burnt offering for you is only objective,
如果基督做燔祭这件事在你身上不过是一件客观的事实。
And only He is well pleasing to God, and I never am well pleasing to the Father.
只有他能够完全得着父神的喜悦， 那我是完全没有办法
讨父神的喜悦。And only he is absolute. I am not absolute.
所以只有这位基督，他是向神是绝对的，我是不绝对的。
Then what's the use of having a burnt offering for me?
那在这样的情况下，今天有这样一位这个基督做燔祭，对我有什么益处？
So the offering is for me to experience him as such a wonderful person.
所以基督做祭物乃是要让我能够这样的经历他，来这个他成为这样的一个祭物，完全为着神。
Only when Christ becomes subjective to me.
只有当基督在我里面成为我主观的经历，
then I can offer him up.As a gift to God,
我才能把它当作一个祭物来献给神。
If he is just an objective offering,
如果它不过是一个客观的祭物
，and not my subjective gift to the Father,
而不是我主观的一个献给父神的一个供物
，this is not a spiritual sacrifice that God wants from me.
这样的情形不是神要从我身上。所得着的那个属灵的祭
，because I'm still I and he is still he，
因为我还是我，基督还是基督。
Then what's the use？
那么这样有什么益处呢
？No，
不
，I should become united with him。
我需要与他联合。
That's why the Bible says he in me and I in him。
这就是圣经上所说的。他在我里面，我在他里面。
That means Christ becomes subjective for me.
这句意思，基督成为我主观的经历了。
And the whole wonderful mystery is what Paul says for me to live is Christ.
这整个这里的奥秘就是保罗所说的，叫我活着的，现在叫我活着就是基督。
基督，我活着就是基督。
是。
要不然的话，他是他，我是我，我跟他没有关系啊。
Otherwise, he is he, and I'm I. We have no relationship.
那如果没有这样的关系的话，我没有享受他做我的燔祭的话，我怎么样把他献上给父神
？Without such a relationship, without I enjoying him as the burnt offering, how can I offer him up as the burnt offering, well pleasing to God?
We need to learn.
我们真要学啊。
We need to exercise.
我们需要操练。
Practice.
在这里练习。
By faith.
借着信心。
And in the spirit.
在灵里。
Practically in the daily situations.
实际的在我们每天所遭遇的情况中。
Then we can...Have such a wonderful gift, Father. It works, and I can tell the Father, Father, it works. Christ is my burnt offering. Here I can offer it to Him.
然后我们才能够有这样的一个礼物，实际的一个经历，说父神啊，我现在把基督当作燔祭献上给你。
It works.
这实在是行得通的。
如果是行不通的，你把这个祭物带给父神，说父啊，我还不是那样啊，我真的是不会啊。但是我把祭物给你了啊，但是我是不行的。那父神说那你说我给你的那个礼物啊，不好啊，行不通啊。
If it doesn't work for you, doesn't work for me, and I offer Christ up as a burnt offering to God, so God says, does that mean?That the gift I give to you doesn't work, it's not good.
Ah, Sam, 父神会告诉你啊什么？我给你的那个基督做你的燔祭行不通吗
？Brother Sam,
行不通。
Do you mean the Christ I give to you as a burnt offering doesn't work with you?
行不通了，你把祭物还给我。
If it doesn't work for you, why don't you give it back to me then?
你要把祭物还给我，行不通。
Give it back to me, since it doesn't work for you.
行不通，你还要谢谢我干嘛
？If it doesn't work for you, why do you offer thanks to me?
父神。
Father God.
我再说一遍。
Let me repeat this.
献祭 不是把那原装的祭物啊，你都没有开起来，也没有去享受它，也没有去经历它，就原装的再把那个祭物还给父神啊，你说啊，好不好？
To offering up spiritual sacrifices doesn't mean you take that original packaged without unpacked gift. Just take it and give it back to God.
Return to sender.
把它送回给这个送给你的人。
Return to sender, wrong address. Return to sender doesn't work.
像你写在这个信封或礼物上的说，请你送还给原来的寄件的人，寄这个东西的人。
How many times we do this?
有多少次我们就是这样做？
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们。
To change our concept.
改变我们的观念。
We need to apply him. Apply.
我们需要在这里运用我们的基督。
We need to apply him as the burnt offering, as one who is absolute for God.
我们需要运用他是我们的这个燔祭，是完全为着神，绝对为着神的。
Yes, I'm not absolute.
是的，我不是绝对为着神。
That's why God prepares such a burnt offering for me.
这就是为什么神为我预备了这样的一个燔祭。
So that when I apply him,
所以当我这样运用他的时候，
then I can also become like him, absolute for God.
我也能够变成与他一样是绝对的为着神。
It's not so that you can say, I'm not for God, or praise the Lord, he's for God, and that's good enough. No, that's not good enough.
神的意思不是要我们说，哎呀，我不行，但是基督行，所以神啊，我把他献给你做祭物。
No.
不，
他要做到你行。
He wants to work until it will work for you.
如果主给我们一个燔祭，但是我们从头到尾都不行，那怎么办呢？
If God has given us a burnt offering, and from beginning to end, for us, it doesn't work.
Well, if I buy a certain machine and try to use it, it doesn't work, I return it, return it to Costco.
如果今天我买了一个机器回家，结果这机器不能动，不能进功用的话，那我就把它送回去了吗？
Because it doesn't work.
因为行不通啊。
Anything that doesn't work, you return to sender.
凡是这个不能进功用的东西，我把它送回去啊。
But praise the Lord, it works.
但是感谢主，这行得通的。
I can experience Christ as a burnt offering.
我可以经历基督做我的燔祭。
He's my life. He's my life.
他成了我的生命。
Now here's the situation.
今天我面临一个情形。
I don't like to do it.
我不想做。
God wants me to do it, and I don't like to do it. No,
神要我
I'm not in the mood. I cannot do it.
神要我去做这件事情啊，我心情不好，我不要这样做。
What should I do?
怎么办呢？
Turn to the Lord.
我要转向主。
Lord, you are my burnt offering.
主啊，你是我的燔祭。
You're my life.
你是我的生命。
You're the one who is absolute for God.
你就是那位绝对为着神的那位。
You are the obedient one.
你是那一位顺服的。
You are the one who glorifies God all the time.
你是那一位时时都在这里。
You are the one who lived for the Father's will.
你是那位为着父神的旨意而生活的。
Lord, in this situation, I take you right now.
主啊，在我面临的这个情形里，
can,
我接受你。
I can turn to Christ as my burnt offering.
我就转向基督，接受他做我的燔祭。
Amen, Lord, I'm going to do it with you.
我就说 Amen, 主啊，我要与你借着你来做这件事。
Then I'm gaining and experiencing Christ as my burnt offering.
这样的时候啊，我就在这里得着一个经历基督做我的燔祭。
So many situations.
我们面临许多的情形。
Sometimes we say we are busy.
有的时候我们觉得我们太忙。
I say, Lord, I turn to you.
我们说主啊，我转向你。
Everything else could wait.
别的事情都可以等一等。
But my Father's business must be done.
但是我父神的心意必须要得着成就。
I really appreciate a brother's testimony.
我很宝贝一位弟兄做过见证。
Lord, I want to be at the conference.
主啊，我要来参加这个特会。
Make it possible for me to be at the conference.
主啊，你使这个情形变为可能，叫我能参加。
And if you have such a desire,
如果你里面有这样的一个渴望，
then the Father through Christ will prepare a way for you.
那么父神在基督里必定为你开这样一条路。
You can experience Him.
你就能够经历他。
Because you want to be for God.
因为你的存心要为着神。
You become a person that is focused on God's purpose and God's will.
你就成了一个专心于神的旨意、神的心所要的一个人。
We need to be such a person.
我们要做这样的一个人。
The more you enjoy Christ as your burnt offering,
你越享受基督做你的燔祭，
the more God will become your goal and your purpose.
神就越发成为你的目标，成为你的目的。
Last night,
昨天晚上
I mentioned.That when God created man, He created man with a wonderful, very great purpose in this universe.
我提到，当神创造人的时候，他创造人在宇宙中有一个极其大的一个心意。
Not only for His glory,
不仅为着他的荣耀
，but to carry out His will in this universe.
还要在这宇宙中成就他的旨意。
This is a great purpose.
这是。很高的一个目标
，and to defeat Satan，
而且还要在这里打败仇敌。
Right from the beginning, Adam and Eve was defeated by Satan.
结果一开始，亚当夏娃就被仇敌所打败了。
How many times you were defeated by Satan？
多少次在我们的经历中，我们被撒旦打败了
？And we could not overcome.
我们胜不过。
So when God created man，
所以当神创造了人
It was for this universe.
是为着这个整个宇宙的一个旨意
It is to really bring God's rule to this earth.
是要把神的治理带到这个地上来
The whole creation is waiting for that.
整个的创造都在等候这一件事的成就
It is for us to step on the head of the serpent.
叫我们人能够践踏撒旦这个蛇的头
，to finally throw him into the lake of fire，
把他能够完全丢进火湖里
，and to bring God's kingdom down to this earth，
然后把神的国度从天上带到地上来
，to rule with him，
然后与他一同掌权。
Well, that's a great purpose，
这是何等大的一个心意。
After man fell。
但是当人失败之后
Man even became atheist
人甚至成了一个无神论的人
Even became enemies of God
成了神的仇敌
Even we the believers we are so disobedient
今天我们成了信徒我们还是常常这样不顺从神
So proud
我们非常的骄傲
Self-centered
我们专注于自己
Not for God.
我们不为着神
Even against God.
甚至我们违背神
It even seems we know better than God.
还以为我们比神更聪明
How sad.
多令人伤痛的事
That is why Christ has to come to this earth as a man to live a life that is absolute one with God.
所以基督必须来到地上成为人，来过一个完全与神合一的生活。
He defeated Satan.
他打败了撒旦。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
It's written he destroyed him.
圣经上说他毁灭了撒旦的作为。
He undid his work.
把撒旦的作为完全摧毁。
Nullified his work.
把他的作为完全消除了。
He dispersed the power of darkness.
他这个吹散了这个黑暗的权势。
He gained the keys of Hades.
他得着这个阴间门的钥匙。
What a wonderful accomplishment!
这位基督成就了何等大的事
！Accomplished redemption.
然后成功了救赎。
Well pleasing to God.
是。完全满使父神喜悦。
As a man, he fulfilled all the righteous requirements of the law.
他做人的时候，完全满足了律法上一切公义的要求。
Praise God!
赞美神。
The first man failed.
第一个人失败了。
The second man, he was successful.
这幕后的人，他是成功了。
So are you going to remain part of the first?
你要继续停留这作为这个头一个失败的人的一部分呢？
Are you going to continue to give a lot of excuses because you're from the first Adam?
你还是要继续，因为你是从出于这个第一个人失败的亚当而继续用很多的借口来推脱神呢？
Or are you going to declare I belong to the second man, to the last Adam?
或者你要在这里说，我是属于这个第二个人，就是末后的亚当。
My life is for God's purpose.
我的生命是为着神的心意。
Christ is my burnt offering.
基督是我的燔祭。
In him and through him, I'm one with God.
在他的里面，借着他，我与神是完全合一。
I'm here for God.
我今天在这里是为着神。
My life is for God.
我的生命是为着神。
My time is for God.
我的生活时间是为着神。
My family is for God.
我的家庭是为着神。
Whatever I have, whatever I am is for God.
一切我的所有，一切我的所事，都是为着神。
This is Christ as our burnt offering.
这就是基督作为我们燔祭的意义。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Only such a life.
唯有这样的一个生活。
Will be well pleasing to the Father.
能够完全讨父神的喜悦。
Amen.
Amen.
So may the Lord open our eyes for this.
所以愿主在这一点上开我们的眼睛。
We need the burnt offering.
我们需要这样一个燔祭。
Now concerning the burnt offering.
现在说到这个燔祭呢。
Let us just go to point C briefly.
我们看这个第二大点的 C 点。
When you go home, you can read Leviticus chapter 1 yourself.
你们回去以后，请你们读利未记第一章。
Every part of the burnt offering was burned upon the altar.
燔祭的每一部分都要全然烧在祭坛上。
That means every part of Christ, the hidden part, is all well pleasing to the Father.
意思说，基督的每一部分，包括他隐藏的部分，都是讨神喜悦的。
You know, many times our outward part seems to be well pleasing, but our inward parts are not well pleasing to God.
你知道，许多时候我们外面的部分看起来好像讨神的喜悦，但是我们内里的部分实在是不讨神的喜悦。
And God is God who searches the inward parts.
神是神，是一个鉴察人内心的神。
Father,
父啊
，search me，
求你鉴察我。
This is David's prayer.
这是大卫的一个祷告。
Psalm 139, I love that psalm.
诗篇第39篇的一个祷告，我很宝贝这个祷告。
Search me, O God.
神啊，求你鉴察我。
And know my heart.
你知道我的心。
And see if there is any wicked ways in me.
看在我里面有什么恶心没有？
Yeah.
恶性行为的心。
Right. So, with Christ, every part was burned. Upon the altar for God's enjoyment, a sweet aroma.
基督的每一部分都被放在祭坛上焚烧了，成为馨香之气，讨神的喜悦。
All of his sufferings.
他一切所受的苦难。
Every part was tested.
每一部分都被试验过。
The slaughtering, the flaying, the cutting, the burning. Wow, my.
他的被杀。被剥皮，被切成块，被焚烧。
You know, many times if I have a cut, oh boy, I'm already so just a little cut, paper cut. Oh,
许多时候我们身上只有很小的一个切割的伤口，我们就喊得痛得不得了。
Just a little bit of suffering, you cannot stand.
就这么一点点的受苦，我们受不了。
I hope you realize this. Don't think the suffering of Christ is simple.
我盼望你看见这一点，基督的受苦不是那么简单的。
不要说要薄皮呀、啊，一小小的那个，
破皮
割着破的破皮，不是薄皮破皮，我们就是呱呱叫了。
Don't even talking about flaying of the skin, just a little bit breaking of the skin.
Many times, just a little suffering in the church life, we already cannot stand.
许多时候，在教会生活中，就一点点的受苦。我们就受不了了。
If someone disagrees with you, you're already offended.
有些人不同意你所说的，你就已经被得罪了。
And you're so strong sometimes in your opinion, and you want to force it upon others.
许多时候，你有很强的意见，你要这个强加于人的身上。
Cause problems.
造成难处。
We have a lot of problems.
我们身上有许多的难处。
There are many things we just cannot stand.
很多事情我们受不了。
The Lord withstood all kinds of suffering.
但是主在这里忍受了所有的苦难。
The burning,
在这里被焚烧。
Ah, you all know, burning is a suffering.
你会知道的，被烧焚烧是一种的受苦啊。
I think all the sisters who are cooking in the kitchen, they all experience burning the fingers and burning.
我想姊妹们在厨房里烧饭都经历过。被这个烫到、被烧的这个感觉
，It is a terrible suffering.
这是很厉害的一个受苦。
But look, the Lord went through all kinds of suffering.
但是看一看这里，主经历了各样的苦难。
Let me tell you,
让我这样说
，To be for God in this world.
今天我们在这个世上要为着神
，Even to be for God in the church life.
甚至就是在教会生活中要为着神
，and in the family life，
在我们家庭的生活中，我们要为着神。
You have to go through a lot of sufferings。
你需要经历许多的受苦。
If you cannot suffer，
你若是不能受这个苦
，it proves you are not for God。
不过证明我们的心不够那样为着神。
Because in this world，
因为在今天这个世上
，it's a hostile world。
这个世上是。敌视基督的，敌对于基督的。
It is the world that is against God.
这个世界是反对神、基督的，反对神的。
Even among the believers.
甚至今天在信徒的当中。
So many things that are against God.
有许多事情发生在这里是抵挡神的。
So if you cannot withstand the sufferings.
所以你在这里若是没有办法忍受这个苦难。
It'll be very difficult to be for God.
你。要为着神是很难很难的事。
That's why you need endurance.
所以你需要有忍耐。
How much endurance does the Lord go through and experience?
你想我们的主经历了多少的忍耐
？I'm glad he didn't give up.
我很感谢主，他没有放弃。
You know, many times I told the Lord, Lord, I quit.
很多的时候，我们心里对神说：“主啊，我不干了。”
Forget it, it's useless. Forget it, I quit.
忘了吧，所做的都没有用处，我不干了。
So on one hand, I want to quit.
从一方面来说，我们要放弃了。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
Because Christ is our burnt offering.
因为基督成了我们的燔祭。
I cannot quit.
我没有办法放弃。
If I have the liberty to quit, if I don't have a burnt offering, I would have quit long time ago.
如果今天我没有这个燔祭，我就好像有自由，能随时的放弃。
Maybe I would have already quit a long time ago.
也许我早就放弃了，老早就放弃了。
Useless. No need to do it.
这样努力，这样的工作没有用处，没有果效。
Forget about it.
忘了这些吧。
Well, if the Lord was like me,
如果主跟我这个心情是一样的话
，then we would all be hopeless today.
那我们今天就成了毫无盼望的人。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
What a wonderful Christ.
我们有何等奇妙的一位基督。
He never quit.
他从来不放弃。
And no murmuring.
在他没有怨言。
No complaining.
在他的身上没有抱怨。
I thank the Lord, I never heard nor read he complained.
我从来没有听见，也从来没有读到我们的主在那里抱怨。
Father, it's too hard. Forget it. Why do you send me here?
父神啊，真难啊，你为什么差我到地上来啊？算了吧。
I like to complain a lot.
我很喜欢呢。我们有很多的抱怨。
Lord, it's so hard, difficult. Why this and why that? Forget it.
主啊，为什么这么难，这么不容易？算了吧，算了吧。
But the Lord has a burnt offering. He never complained.
但是主。他是一个燔祭，他从来没有抱怨过。
He continued.
他是继续的往前。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And then there's a fat.
在这里还有脂油。
Of course, today for us the fat is no good.
今天我们食物中啊，脂油是不好的东西。
All right, it's not good.
对健康不好。
But spiritually,
但是属灵上来说
，fat in Christ means the extra riches.
基督身上的脂油乃是指着这个祭物上的脂油乃是指着基督那个额外的丰富。
Only God can endure that enjoyment.
只有神能够这个得着这样的一个享受。
You and I, we are not qualified.
你我不够资格享受这个脂油。
That's why you don't eat fat.
所以你最好不要吃这个有油的东西。
Better don't eat too much fat.
不要吃肥肉。
Especially animal fat.
特别是动物的身上的油。
Don't eat pig's fat.
不要吃猪油。
Don't eat too much, cow's fat. So many different kinds of fat. Chicken fat.
也不要吃牛肉、鸡肉里面的这个油、脂油。
It's not good for us.
对我们不好。
Because we cannot take it.
因为我们没有办法消受这些。
There are certain riches of Christ that only God can appreciate and enjoy.
基督身上有部分的这个丰富，唯有神能够享受。
So all the fat must be offered up to God.
所以在祭物身上所有的脂油必须完全焚烧献给神。
And the inner part, the entrails.And the legs must be washed clean.
所有的内脏与腿还需要用水来洗干净。
That signifies that all the inward part of the Lord is clean, and pure, and holy.
意思就是说，预表说，基督内里的每一部分都是那样的纯洁，那样的干净。
Our heart is like what?Is wicked, more wicked than anything else.
圣经上说，人的心比万物都诡诈。
Right, and our righteousness is like filthy rags.
人的公义不过像一个破旧的衣裳一样。
Our minds are filled with strange thoughts.
我们的心思里满了各样古怪的思想。
In our legs, we run to places where we shouldn't go.
我们的腿常常奔跑我们所不该奔跑的路。
Because of our heart.
这是难处，是因为我们的心。
Why do my legs run to that place? It's because my heart wants to go there.
为什么我的腿会带着我往那个方向直奔？是因为我的心里面不对了。
But the Lord is different.
但我们的主不是这样。
Every part, all the legs and the entrails, they're all washed clean.
这个内里内脏每所有的内脏与腿都是洗得干净。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So the more you enjoy the Lord,
所以你越享受我们的主
，the more He will give you a new heart.
他就会给我们一个新心。
Amen.
Amen.
And the more.We will be like him in our inward parts.
我们的内里就会越过越像主。
And then the wood.
然后在这里还有柴火。
And all the parts of the offerings were laid in order, in a proper order, on the fire upon the altar.
所有的柴火和祭物的每一部分都要顺序规矩的排列在坛上的火上。
You know, I've seen so many. Fireplace in every home, right?
在每一家中几乎都有一个壁炉，对吗？
And a lot of people just throw the wood in there, cut it into small pieces and just throw it in there, set the fire and let it burn.
有些人要生壁炉的时候，就把木材随便乱七八糟的丢进去。
And even the paper just throw it in, newspaper throw it in, everything in.
或者一些旧报纸什么东西，什么可烧的东西，通通丢进去。
It's called a fireplace, right?
既然叫做壁炉嘛，就什么东西就丢进去，生火烧火吧。
But not on the altar.
但是在神的祭坛上不是这样。
What does it mean? Every piece of wood, the priest must put in order.
在这里什么意思呢？坛上的每一个柴火，祭司都要规律的排列在那里。
That means every suffering of Christ was ordered by God.
意思就是说，基督身上所受一切的苦难，都是神所安排的。
It's not accidental.
绝对不是意外的。
It's not that all of a sudden it just happened and the father didn't know it. Oh, it happens, okay, and just let it happen.
并不是在我们的身上不注意的时候，父神没有看见的时候，难处就临到我们了。
No.
不。
You have to realize.
你必须要知道。
Every suffering of the Lord Jesus was ordained by God.
耶稣基督身上所忍受的每一个苦难都是父神所安排的。
He's being tempted.
他受试探。
He's being mocked and persecuted by the high priests and those elite people.
他在受羞辱，被这些祭司长、文士这些。所谓上等高级的人
rejected by men
被人所弃绝
even betrayed by Judas
甚至被犹大所出卖
it was already prophesied in the Old Testament
你去看在旧约的时代已经先知预言在圣经里
even how much he will be sold for
甚至他用多少的代价被卖
30 pieces of silver
30两的银子。
Zechariah already prophesied that.
在旧约的撒加利亚书中已经预言了。
How he was to die.
他受如何的死，他如何死在十字架上。
When he was supposed to be crucified.
他什么时候要被钉十字架。
Where he was supposed to be buried.
他死后要怎样被埋葬。
Everything was already foreordained.
每一件事都是神所预定的。
Every piece of wood was placed in order at the altar.
在祭坛上，每一块柴火都是按照规矩排列在上面的。
You know, many times when we suffered.
你知道，很多时候，当我们受苦的时候
，when we go through some difficulties，
我们经过一些难处的时候
，the first question we always ask is why.
我们总是问头一个问题说为什么
Why me?
为什么是我
And why this?
为什么是这个情形
And why that?
为什么是那样的情形
And why should it happen to me?
为什么这个情形会临到我
Lord, I don't need that suffering.
主啊我不需要这样的受苦
Lord, I don't want that suffering.
主啊我也不要这样的受苦
Lord, why did you let me be born in such a family?
为什么你让我生在这样的一个家里
why do I have to meet such a situation?
为什么我今天会遭遇这样的情形
why did this accident happen to me?
为什么这个事情会发生在我的身上
why do I have this sickness?
主啊我为什么会生这样的病呢
we like to ask why and more why
我们就喜欢问为什么为什么还要问为什么
the Lord did not ask why
主没有问为什么
The Lord always says, "Thy will be done."
我们的主总是祷告说：“父啊，愿你的旨意成就。”
Only at the very end, he says, "Father, if it were possible, let this cup pass by me."
只有在末了，他说：“父啊，若是你愿意，叫这杯离开我。”
Nevertheless, let Thy will be done.
然而，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Everything was according to the Father's will.
每一件事情都是按照父神的旨意。
We have to learn.
我们需要学这件事。
If you experience Christ as your burnt offering,
当你经历基督做你的燔祭
you will learn to accept every situation.
你就学会接受每一样的情形。
You will say Amen, Father.
你会说，父啊，阿门。
Thy will be done.
你的旨意成就。愿你的旨意成就。
I accept.
我接受。
Ah, it's not easy.
这不是一件容易的事。
It is not easy, huh?
不容易。
We would like to complain and justify.
我们喜欢在这里抱怨讲理。
I don't deserve this.
我这样的难处不应该临到我的。
Why do you give me a complaining wife? I don't deserve this.
你为什么给我一个妻子一天到晚抱怨？我不应该是遭遇这样的情形。
Why do you give me disobedient children? I don't deserve this.
你为什么给我这样不听话的孩子？我不应该受到这情形。
How come my boss is like this?
为什么我的老板是这样子不合理
？Why didn't you give me a better job like what he had?
为什么主你不给我一个更好的工作，像那个弟兄所有的
？How come he got a good job and I got a poor job?
为什么他一个好的工作，我有一个很差的工作
？We all complain.
我们都喜欢抱怨。
But the Lord never complained.
但是我们的主从来没有怨言。
Because he realized that every situation is ordered by the Father for him.
因为他深知每一个情形都是父神特意为着他所安排的。
This is the burnt offering.
这就是燔祭的意义。
And then the ashes placed on the east side of the altar.
然后这里那个灰要倒在祭坛的东边。
Let me tell you.
让我这样说。
If the offering did not become ashes,
如果今天这个祭物没有化成灰，烧成灰
，There is no sweet aroma.
就不会有那个馨香的气升到神跟前。
If you have a piece of chicken and it is in the freezer, there is no aroma.
你如果今天有一块鸡肉，一直留在冰箱的冰柜里面
，You're a good cook, Emery, right?
就不会有香气。
But when you start cooking the chicken, poor chicken is being burned and it's being grilled.
但是当你在这里烧这个鸡这个把这个鸡做成食物的时候，又烧又烤。
哇 ！All of a sudden, you have the sweet aroma, chicken aroma.
突然之间，这个鸡的香气就出来了。
It makes people hungry.
叫人肚子都饿了。
Right, but if it is not burned, then it's just in the freezer or it's just there in the grocery stores.
如果鸡肉没有被焚烧，只是在冰柜里或者在这个超市的这个冰柜里。
You walk by and you see the chicken, you don't smell that chicken.
你从旁边经过，你不会闻到鸡的香气。
But when it's being grilled, you smell the sweet aroma.
但是当你放在炉子上烤的时候，你就会闻到鸡的香气。
You know, if you never went through suffering,
你知道，如果在你的身上从来没有经历过难处
，and you didn't learn to experience the Lord as that burnt offering,
你也没有学会经历基督做你的那个燔祭。
People will not smell any sweet aroma.
别人不会在你身上闻到基督的香气。
No sweet aroma for anybody. Forget about even for the Father. Be much less for the Father.
不要说你身上有香气，让人能闻到，你就身上绝对不会有香气能够讨神的喜悦。
So when it becomes ashes,
所以当你被烧成灰
，and this ashes, if I were not mistaken, is the same word almost the same root word as fat, which is the aroma to the Father.
这个灰啊，在原文与这个脂油有同样的字根，它就成了在这里说明的有香气，这个升到神的跟前。
Then it will be a sweet aroma to God.
然后这就成为一个馨香之气升到神的跟前。
And it says the priest who offered the burnt offering shall have the skin.
下面又说到献燔祭的祭司。要得着他所献那一个燔祭牲的皮
，Praise the Lord，
赞美神。
That's very good，
这很好。
Wonderful， the skin is for the covering，
这个皮乃是为着遮蔽用的。
Meaning to say, Christ is our garment. We can put on Christ.
意思就是说，基督成为我们的衣袍，我们可以把它穿上。
So that when God sees you,
所以当神看见你的时候
，He sees Christ.
他看见基督。
He doesn't see you.
他不看见你。
Because you put on Christ.
因为你把基督穿上了。
This is wonderful.
这很
Now,
真好。
The last point I'd like to share.
这里最后一点我还要交通的。
The different size of the burnt offering.
这里我们所献上的燔祭有大小不同。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because not everyone in the beginning could offer up a big ox from the herd.
因为不是每一个人一起头就能够从他的牛群中献上一头大的牛。
You can tell the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm too weak, I don't have an ox.
你也许告诉神说，神啊，我太软弱了，在我身上没有像牛那样大的一个精力。
You know, God is very merciful.
你知道，神是满了怜悯的神。
Very understanding.
他也非常的同情我们。
He would say, okay, what about from the flock? If you don't have a big ox, what about from the flock?
那神会说，那你就不需要献一头牛，从你的羊群中献一头吧。
Yeah, let's take a look at Leviticus quickly, and then we can go home.
你看一看
we can have lunch.
我们一同看一看利未记，然后我们可以啊。
Leviticus chapter one.
利未记第一章。
Yes. If his offering is of the flock, verse 10.
第一章的第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节。
If his offering is of the flock, of the sheep, or of the goat, as a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring a male without blemish.
他说人的供物若以绵羊或山羊为燔祭，就要献上没有残疾的公羊。
And he shall kill it on the north side of the altar before the Lord.
要把羊宰在坛的北边，在耶和华面前。
You see, you cannot just slaughter it anywhere, any side, right?
你看见在这里，就算是宰杀这个羊，你不能任意在什么地方宰杀，要在坛的北边。
Okay, and then it says verse 14, and if the burnt sacrifice or offering of his offering to the Lord is of the birds, which is even much smaller, if you say, I don't even have a sheep or a goat, then what about a bird?
14节说，人献给耶和华的供物，若以鸟为燔祭，你在这里看见有人连一头羊，这样的燔祭也没有，但是神悦纳人献上一个鸟，这是更小的。
鸟， right? So, if you have a bird, then you can bring that.
你若要以鸟为燔祭，
a turtle dove,
就要献斑鸠。
Right, you can bring a young pigeon.
或是一只雏鸽。
So, you can really see that you have different possibilities.
所以在这里，你有看到不同的可能性。
But if you say you don't even have a bird, oh no, you go... What can God say? There is nothing small. You cannot bring an ant.
You must have a bird. It's free, the wild.
Yeah,
you don't even raise it.
You can catch it.
你告诉神说，我什么都没有，那至少有雏鸽啊，斑鸠你可以抓来呀、啊，不是你养的。
You cannot say I don't have it.
我们不能告诉神说我一无所有。
So you can really realize that God is so merciful.
所以你可以看见神实在是满了怜悯。
You have a choice.
在这里你有一个选择。
If you really say I cannot bring an ox,
你说我实在不能带一头牛。
The Lord will say, okay, what about a male sheep or a goat? No sheep, then bring a goat.
主说，那么这样。你也许就可以，那么你就可以带一头公山羊来。
And if you don't have the goat,
如果你没有这个公羊
，How about a bird?
那么就带一只鸟来吧。
Of course, if you offer a bird, you don't get any skin.
当然，带一只鸟来的话，得不着这个皮呀。
There's not much skin there.
没有多少的皮在那里。
But you can see the Lord God is so merciful.
但是你可以看见，在这件事上，神是满了怜悯。
You can start with a little bird.
我们可以从一只小鸟做祭物开始。
Amen. But don't just say, I don't have anything, just like that man who, the servant who have one talent and just bury it.
但是不要告诉神说我一无所有，像那一个拿了一千两银子的仆人，把他所得着埋藏了。
Don't bury it.
不要埋藏你所得着的。
Even if it's a small bird.
即使是一只小的鸟。
A young pigeon.
是一只雏鸽。
You know, a young pigeon, it's easy to catch.
你知道一只雏鸽是很容易抓的。
You can always bring a small pigeon.
你总是可以带一只雏鸽来。
Even that, God will accept.
就算是一只雏鸽，神也悦纳。
So you can see the Lord as a burnt offering comes in different size to meet everybody's need.
你可以看见基督做燔祭。是有各种大小的不同来满足我们不同的需要。
Just like when you buy socks.
像你买袜子的时候。
Depends on your size you need.
根据你脚的大小你买不同的袜子。
Maybe you need size 50.
也许 European size.
European size 50. Or you get size 32. Or you get, even the baby can have size 50.Three or I don't know what size.
所以你脚大，你买大的袜子；脚小，连 baby 脚很小也可以买到很小的袜子。
The Lord, as our burnt offering, comes in different sizes.
基督做我们的燔祭，可以有大小不同的经历。
So there is no excuse for any of us to say, I cannot.Experience Christ as my burnt offering.
所以，在这里主没有给我们任何的借口，可以说我在这里不能得着基督做我的经历，做燔祭的经历。
Even just a little bit is good for the Father.
就算是有一点能献上，也是父所喜悦的。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
May the Lord open your eyes to see this.
愿主开启你们的眼睛，能看见这一点。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.